Hello everyone, Richard Lewis here, and just continuing our coverage of the Phantom Lord story. For those that have somehow missed it, we managed to acquire, courtesy of a hacker, several logs that incriminated Phantom Lord as having done a several nefarious, potentially illegal things during his time owning CSGO Shuffle. We've also handed those logs out to several media outlets because with 1,800 plus messages, we want to make sure we don't miss anything. And we're going to cover as much as we can in videos on this website so everybody has all of the information that they need. Now, one of the interesting stories that came out of these logs that has just been reported on actually by PvP Live today, that's pvplive.net, we'll put links in the description, is that in the logs, they discuss very explicitly the owners of CSGO Shuffle, which we now know is obviously Phantom Lord, Kerr, and Joris. They openly discuss a potential attempt by Vulcan to acquire the website CSGO Shuffle. Now, we've got the logs in front of us here that basically correspond to that attempted deal. This was reported publicly by Dustin Steiner. It doesn't seem to be a story that's particularly blown up as things stand, but I definitely think it's interesting for a variety of reasons, which you will see by the end of the video. Now, just in these logs, which I'll read to you, you can see here, Joris says to Phantom Lord, I'm going to engage the conversation with the Vulcan guy about their acquisition proposal. I'm curious about what they want to do, because if they bought Jackpot, that's referring to another site, CSGO Jackpot, they kept the staff. Yeah, be careful, very careful about revealing specifics, Phantom Lord says. That obviously points to him wanting to obscure his involvement with the project. But they do know a lot already, so it's up to your judgment, he continues, as the Jackpot system is pretty much the same as ours. I think they pretty much just want the OP skins payment sent to them, and they keep it, and we get a flat payment now. Consider it. Joris says, I'm just going to gather some information about their intentions for now. Okay, good. Inform me if you learn anything vital. Okay. Then Joris continues, got a quick call with a guy. At first glance, it looks like what I was thinking. I'll have more details to give to you soon, but it definitely sounds like a huge dildo up our ass. Then it moves on. Joris says, I forwarded you this anal proposal. Joris quite anally fixated in this exchange, dated the 28th of August, 2015. Phantom Lord says, let me take a look. Then the fuck? What's the lump sum? Probably like 20,000 or some bullshit. This is shit. Joris says, I agree. And then Phantom Lord continues, and payments from a company for 3 years. No, thank you. Zero insurance to how long that would actually last. And then Joris sums up the deal by saying, give us your money and we'll give you a part of it. So you can see there they weren't satisfied with this proposal by Vulcan. And it's quite interesting that Vulcan were even considering buying CSGO Shuffle or any of these sites, because as you may or may not know, Vulcan used to own some fantasy betting sites. So fantasy sports, fantasy esports, Vulcan were very big in driving that in the early days when that was supposedly the latest license to print money. However, as we know, FanDuel, DraftKings, sites like this were shut down after it was ruled that this wasn't a game of skill, that it was actually gambling the same as anything else. And we saw sites be affected by that in esports, including Vulcan and AlphaDraft, which were the two big ones that came into the space. Now, there's a report also on PvP Live saying Vulcan has ceased operations in Nevada as a precaution, which shows that Vulcan have wanted to operate within the parameters of the law in regards to fantasy sports betting. But what's interesting is this didn't stop them from looking into other unregulated areas of gambling after that realization. To me, and again, this is speculation on my part, it seems to me that if the fantasy aspect had been ruled to be illegal, you would assume that something that is much closer in approximation to the gambling experience would also be illegal. There's also a follow-up report on VentureBeat dated October the 19th, 2015, where there's a brief statement from one of the high-ranking members of Vulcan, where they talk about shutting down their operations again as a precaution and talking about the wider implications of what happened during the fantasy betting scandal. Now, I've known Vulcan for quite a while. I've reported on them numerous times. I have never heard of Vulcan really being associated with anything that makes me think this is a company that will operate in an ethical manner. That's my personal opinion. For example, on April the 10th, 2015, many CS fans will remember that I reported it was ESL, Vulcan, and Twitch were in talks to create an exclusivity league, including all of the CSGO top teams that would only compete in one place in ESL competitions, and Vulcan were involved in those talks, which took place in the Twitch offices. I reported on that, like I say, in April. Also, I've had several things where I've been past Vulcan decks for sponsorship deals where they have looked to put together tournaments, and ultimately the amount of prize money that they're laying down into the tournament itself, they're asking for way more money back in sponsorship, which, okay, you say, Richard, that's normal, but this is a huge startup at this time. They literally were boasting about having millions and millions of dollars to spend to get started up. Instead, what I've noticed with Vulcan is they have a tendency to hop around to whatever looks to be the quickest way to gain profit, and indeed, they have now acquired sites like CSGO Jackpot and look to acquire this CSGO Shuffle. Now, I can tell you a story that I think is worth having on the record, because several people have been coming to me since the break of this gambling story, and they've been telling me, why won't you take a look at Easy Skins? Is it because you're friends with Henry G? Is it because it's in the UK? Why are you being biased? So I've been sent multiple videos. I've been sent all of this lot of conversation logs. I've been sent details about another deal, which I also think is worth mentioning. So Vulcan were also looking to acquire the small site Easy Skins, which was a UK-based site founded by Henry G, not in secret, which was designed to operate in a similar fashion to a lot of these lotto, jackpot, roulette gambling sites that we've seen become more popular up until recently. Now, Henry G was meant to meet a Vulcan representative, I believe it was at DreamHack Summer, to discuss the possibility of selling his website Easy Skins. This is obviously last year. And Vulcan were offering $50,000 up front, but said the rest of the money would be paid in equity. During this negotiation, they boasted about having $20 million of investment money and how they would be able to just simply acquire the site outright if they really wanted to, but they wanted to form a meaningful partnership. Now, Henry G, he turned down this move to Vulcan, so Vulcan resorted to some dirty tactics. Easy Skins had been partnered at the time with some popular CS streamers, which included Hatton and Steel, but these individuals had also been sponsored in some form by Vulcan. So according to multiple sources at this time, Vulcan had partnered with CSGO Jackpot, and what they were saying was they were sharing marketing budgets, whatever that means. This now somehow gave them the leverage to be able to go out and offer much larger sponsorship deals. So they then invoked a rule saying that anyone associated with Vulcan could no longer be associated with any other gambling site, even though at this time we know they were trying to acquire multiple gambling sites. And Easy Skins got told the people that you have promoting your site can no longer do that. After a long period of time, a long debate and arguing back and forth, it was agreed that Vulcan would allow Easy Skins to keep Hatton, but Steel would have to go over and promote Vulcan and could no longer be sponsored by Easy Skins. This is just an example of how Vulcan have operated continuously in this space. And I know that the report on PvP Live has been updated with a comment from another Vulcan representative who has confirmed they explored the idea with Shuffle, and they say they never issued a formal team sheet offer or other written offer, and they say they denied owning any stake, major or minor, in any CSGO skin site of any kind whatsoever. So this massively contradicts information that they themselves have put out there while negotiating with other sites. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't ring true. And I'm very curious as to why Vulcan are all of a sudden adopting this stance, given that they've been associated with things like this in the past. Now, just to wrap up this video, because as you will notice, I'm trying to keep these a lot shorter. I just want to also put it on the record that Easy Skins, which was owned by Henry G, did not operate in any shady way. I've had multiple people contact me, people saying they have video proof. I have looked into this. There is absolutely nothing that I can see there. They paid their affiliates, some of which have been named. There were other ones. I don't need to name them. They have done nothing wrong, but they paid their affiliates in skins only. No money changed hands, and the agreement was that you can keep anything you wanted, but if you gamble on the site and won, you had to give it all back. No one in the Easy Skins management ever placed a bet on the site. Nobody was ever able to rig rolls or outcomes, and Henry G was open from day one about his ownership and involvement with the site, even going as far as to sponsor a team very publicly, which we took the piss out of him for at DreamHack London when they were actually able to beat some Australians, I believe it was. Now, when a letter from the British government was issued requesting that these types of businesses cease and desist in the UK, Easy Skins immediately complied. During their entire operation, they operated within the parameters outlined by law. They didn't make a massive profit. They didn't scam or defraud anybody. So I hope people are going to stop trying to bring everybody that took a punt on a gambling website into this scandal. Now, just on a final point, obviously Vulcan will probably send up seeing this video. They'll end up being upset. They'll want to clarify their position. I know that they monitor my work personally because I've even seen them use photographs of me in their sponsorship decks as a little in-joke while circulating them. So Vulcan are always welcome to come out and clarify their point. I'm very interested as to know what their involvement with CSGO Jackpot was, because I have it from multiple sources that there was a partnership there, including people from sites that they were in negotiations to buy, that they were saying we had CSGO Jackpot on board as part of their negotiation tactics. So I extend to Vulcan an invitation. You can come on the show. You can provide me a written statement. You can find me. And I want your position on this clarified once and for all, because I think with all of these stories that are coming out, people need to know what businesses have been affiliated with these types of websites, so people can make informed decisions about whether or not to support those businesses moving forward. That's the whole video. We'll be back with some updated logs, some updated stories from this Phantom Lord thing very soon. Thanks a lot for watching. We'll see you next time.